fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 14th day of March, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do. It's still legal in all 50 states and U.S. territories to say the Pledge of Allegiance every day, and that's what we do here. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prep tip of the day is to watch Cliff High's report of yesterday, the 13th day of March. It's linked at my website at thelibertyman.com. It's on one hand really scary about the economic times we'll be going through most of this year, at least through September. And then there's a lot of hope, and it's not hopium. It's a hope based on Cliff's analysis that things will get better because the deep state will finally be defeated. So I really encourage people to watch Cliff High's report of March the 13th, which is linked at my website at thelibertyman.com. With Patient Wayne and Green and my friend Leon Green. Leon Green is a former officer in the United States Navy, one of the most advanced preppers I've ever known. And we'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating doTERRA oils into your life can help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
Good, good. You have good audio. I hope that continues. There's a headline at Steve Quayle's website. It's stevequayle.com. It involves your past career. Here's the headline. The age of American naval dominance is over. The United States has ceded to the oceans to its enemies. We can no longer take freedom of the seas for granted. It's probably not necessarily news to you, is it, sir?
No, sir, but it's rather disappointing to see how this entire regime is just dropping the ball, all the balls across the board, medically, environmentally, culturally, you know, militarily. I mean, we just go down the list, and they are inept or completely malfeasant in this regard. So I agree with you. It's just terrible.
Right, right. Well, that's another reason for people to watch Cliff High's video report that he did yesterday, the 13th day of March. His belief, and I see signs of it, is that these ideologies, which include communism, transhumanism, the transgender thing, and related topics under the general umbrella of wokeism, they're all collapsing under their own weight. People are seeing, waking up to the fallacy of these isms, that they're not real, that they're based on smoke and mirrors, and that we've got some hard times ahead of us financially, most of this year, at least through the end of September, possibly a little bit longer. It's a good time for people to wake up, realize what's going on and how to protect themselves, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, I mean, what I like about Missouri as compared to some of the other states I've lived in is that the people, for the most part, are realizing the trajectory of the country, and it's really nice and refreshing to see older men and women, for that matter, and like, you know, this is not the country I grew up in. I really, they say they feel sad for their children and their posterity, and because of that, you know, it doesn't seem to matter, you know, what the race is. They just realize that things are going downhill, and they say it, I even spoke to my mother last night. She said, you know, it's getting so bad, I may have to walk all the way up here. And I said, Mom, I'll have to send you a map if everything hits the fan. She says, you know, I didn't think I'd have to move again, but I really didn't want to. But this is getting pathetic. We talked about finance and money, you know, for a half an hour. And she's like, yeah, it's just going downhill. I said, Mom, it's just going to get much worse. And I said, you know, look at the book of Revelation. The three horses of the four horsemen are marching. We have the medical and, you know, disease. And then we have the economic collapse, which are the scales. And then, you know, it doesn't matter what country. Look at Venezuela and Sri Lanka. And we're next. And people don't want to know, it's a normalcy bias. And then thirdly, wars and rumors of wars. Whether Israel's going to attack Iran because of the supposed nukes, and everything in Ukraine. I mean, I think in the last 100 years, there's not been 1 year in which a war hasn't been fought in the world, but it's just, you know, increasing so much now. So, and we spoke about that, and she was just flabbergasted at how bad.
What part of the world does your mother live in the States?
Oh, down by Texas, down by Dallas.
Dallas. Well, that's a long walk. It's a one-day drive in a car, but it'd be about probably 2 or 3 month walk for most people. Anyway, Leon, another headline. This is at one of my favorite news reporting sites, thelibertydaily.com. And here's the headline. Robert Kennedy Jr. drops the mother of all bombshells. Fauci's developed bioweapons for the Pentagon since 2002. Now, it's an international crime to fabricate and make biological weapons, for those who don't know, isn't it, Leon?
Absolutely.
So this looks like 21 years to me. Now, something that Cliff High mentioned also in his report yesterday is that the development of the quote-unquote vaccine goes back to 2014. In fact, I know someone who was involved in it without her knowledge. She was being paid to go around and offer people a $90 check if they would give up their DNA for her to take and give back to her company. So this has been going on a long time. And Robert Kennedy, of course, has a lot of standing in the media and with the general public because of his work, his publication, his family publications, his family name. And he's not likely to say something this important unless he's got evidence to back it up, is he?
I concur, and you know he's planning on running. He's he's got approval from his wife to run for president. And so, you know,
right, I've heard that. And he's given, once again, his reputation, the family name, and so forth. It would be a sea change for the Democratic Party to have a candidate that's not woke, is actually sane, is actually coherent, and would not fill up his administration with bizarre, mentally ill men who dress up as women. It would be a dramatic change for the Democratic Party, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And it'd be tectonic in the regard of, you know, the Republicans thinking, wow, you know. And one thing I thought about was just like, okay, the lies of how they were, of his father and his grandfather, and his uncle was killed. You know, it's like he's going to be part three of the whole Camelot series, is that they're going to eliminate him too. And like JFK Jr., you know, everything attached to his fatality was very suspect too. And anyone who goes up in private planes is, you know, is just, especially with the Kennedy name, is definitely on the hook of.
If you have high profile enemies, flying in any aircraft can be quite dangerous. But Robert Kennedy Jr. He has everything it takes to be a really viable presidential candidate, doesn't he?
Absolutely. He has the credentials and the credibility and the charisma. And right now, what in office right now is the antithesis of him, and he's in the same party. And so, you know, and I'm thinking, how will that fracture America? Are they going to be along party lines now? Or are they going to say, look, you know, one person, you know, did Operation Warp Speed, and this man, which, you know, he hasn't done much in the regard of, you know, pursuing the political scene, and they're going to say, well, he doesn't have, you know, political experience. Well, neither did Obama, and look how much he's messed with America.
Well, good point. Good point. I've had very close friends who were lifelong Democrats. One of them, my friend John Ross, died about a year ago. He ran for Congress himself, the author of the book Unintended Consequences. I refer to men like my friend John Ross and Robert Kennedy Jr. as Harry Truman Democrats. They're smart. They know how the world works. They do not support communism. They do not support all these crazy ideas that have come to take over the Democratic Party, do they?
Correct. And I guess all of the isms are contagious and a disease just festering.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you got a question or comment, we can take your calls at 512-248-8252. It's only 8 months until the first presidential primary, isn't it?
Yeah, and based on, you know, how we're going right now, and they realize that, you know, China knows that if they don't do something soon, and somebody like, you know, Bobby Kennedy Jr. or Trump or DeSantis comes in, that, you know, they've already realized that, you know, they've cheated so much that that if they don't run this final, and especially the elitist worldwide, I mean, this whole cabal of Satan is realizing that if they've already whacked enough presidents and people that they don't like, that if they don't pursue their agenda in that time frame, it'll be another sea change worldwide. So yeah, they, you know, they have to collapse the economy, and nobody wants to hear that. And I despise the idea of that happening. But, you know, we already know biblically it's going to happen. But nobody, I mean, I can't believe the number of people who are like, no, they'll pull it out. And it's like, yeah, I want them to, but I already know what happens in the book of Revelation. If you don't believe in the book, then I guess that's your choice. But obviously we realize that it has to happen for the Lord to come back, which is what we're all wanting to happen now.
Well, Robert Kennedy Jr. has some very strong campaign talking points, such as Tucker Carlson finally revealing to the general public the CIA was involved in the death of John Kennedy. That's a very strong talking point, isn't it?
Yes. And I mean, and I just heard two more people died, attached to the Clintons. And then you heard about the plane that left, that, you know, the five executives and extreme experts on dioxins were flying up to Ohio, right. And they crashed leaving the airport just south of it. So it's like, and then another woman just died recently. And so anyone attached to that whole, here we go. We go again with the Democrats. I mean, and Obama perfected it too. And so in the ineptitude of the current one, it's just like, okay, he can't do it. And that's why this is his third term. He's pretty much, he's a puppeteer. And he's being financed by Soros and the WEF and, you know, Klaus Schwab, the James Bond villain.
Then we got a caller on hold, and after the first break, we're going to find out what the oil of the week is. But our caller is Don in Arizona. Good morning, Don.
Hello, good morning. Yes, I think that RFK Jr. will win if he run. If he does run, he hasn't announced. I don't think he's announced yet. He's kind of floating trial balloon.
Testing the waters.
He beat I know he beat Trump in a couple of lawsuits. Trump wanted to build a golf course on the Hudson River and RFK beat him, and they couldn't build his golf course there. So, but yeah, I mean, he's the only one that's honest about the whole tries to be honest about the whole clutch shot deal. None. Trump isn't. DeSantis, I guess, tries to an extent. He wants to. He's okay, but yeah, he'll be there. You know, I wanted to make a comment on this guy, Sam Brinton. You familiar with the guy that steals?
Tucker did another segment on Sam Brinton stealing the designer dresses from a Tanzanian female dress designer, and it's pretty bizarre. What up? Do you have an update for us on that, Don?
Well, I just wanted to make the comment. This guy is a. A lot of guys, what he's doing is similar to breaking and entering. He's not breaking into a house, but he's stealing the woman's clothing. And these guys like that, a lot of them have a continuum. They go in and steal women's clothing, and sometimes they wear it, and then they become rapists and murderers. There's people like that. And this guy could be a rapist. I mean, that crime is more serious. It sounds like it's not much. He just stole a suitcase, but that's the lady's clothes, and it's a sexual crime. And we don't know what this guy is. He claims to be a puppy handler or whatever, but I think he still has his male gonads. He could be a rapist. It's like this guy, the Canadian colonel in Russell Williams. He was like that. He would break in and steal women's clothing, and then he escalated to rape. And he finally escalated to murder, but he stole a whole lot of women's clothing and wore it too, you know. So that doesn't mean he's, I mean, we don't know what's going on with this guy, but it's more serious than it might seem at first glance. And if he got away with it at least this one time with this tense, he probably got away with it quite a few times. And that, you know, he didn't have to do that. He had money. If he wanted women's clothing, he could go to the store and buy it. So this was a crime where he's trying to mess with their heads.
Yes, sir.
I guess so.
I'll let you go.
Okay. Through. Okay, Don. Thank you.
It's the felony. I mean, he's already exceeded the 600 in nationwide. You know, the amount and the uniqueness of these dresses. You know, these are $5,000-$10,000 dresses. So, you know, he's already now a felon at that level, but nobody seems to pursue it. So, you know, it shows the ineptitude and the
designer dresses goes back to 2018, so he's been at this quite a while, and we don't know how long before 2018. I don't want to spend a whole lot of airtime on this mentally ill man, quite frankly. I think we've devoted enough time on him, and we got our first break coming up. The call number is 512-248-8252, and here's our break. We'll find out what the oil of the week is when we get back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. I am a doTERRA dealer, proud to say so. And we're about to find out what is the oil of the week. Go ahead, Leon.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's jasmine oil. And so jasmine's very, very unique. And one of the most expensive oils in the entire world. So there's rose, jasmine, and frankincense, and those are pretty much in the top five. So it's in the olive family, the botanical family. And so there's for eons, it's only been used as steam distillation, and it's worked very difficult. It's very much a difficult process to do it because it's so fragile of an oil that it normally does not survive. You don't get the same essence. So what it's used for is a hoarse voice, pink eye and sensitive skin. And until recently, just in the last year or so, there was a man who's been working on actually doing is making an absolute. And so an absolute is very difficult to produce, and we actually have a patent on it. We're the only company in the entire world. There's no other one that's been able to do this in the last 4,000 years. And so jasmine is very high in esters, and diterpenes, alcohols. And so the other benefits, I mean, it's been used, they call it in India, it's known as the queen of the night and the moonlight of the grove. And so it's been treasured by women for centuries. Cleopatra had it in her perfume. And so it is, in religious traditions, they use it for symbolizing hope, happiness, and love. So it's unique to doTERRA. I mean, we had the original jasmine that was, in a oil concentration, but when it went to absolute, which is a totally different method, that, you know, it is very, very unique oil fragrance, and I love the way it smells, and I'd love to, you know, be able to share it with a special lady, because it is quite a unique scent. That's called jasmine. You can learn more if you go to doTERRA.com and John's page directly.
All right. And, of course, it's in stock and ready for immediate shipment at doTERRA, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, you can still get the old version, but the new one smells so much better. And especially if you watch we only have one woman who's on our board. And her name is Emily Wright, and she was the one, you know, she travels the world, and her, and of the other six principals, you know, she has been into harvesting and sourcing the oils. I mean, she's flown into the civil war of Ethiopia and Eritrea and Somaliland, and, you know, her pursuit of this has been for decades, and so. Yeah, it's a very unique oil, and I'd say if you get a chance, maybe next time we get together, I will give you a present of several drops, and you'll be able to see how powerful it is. You're like, wow! Don't let the marvelous Moore hear it yet, because we're going to do a surprise for her and you. Okay, hope she's not listening now.
Well, she's listening, so it won't be a surprise.
Oh! No, that really messed up there.
That's okay, Leon. That's okay. Well, if you want to get started to improve your life, do what's been done by human beings for thousands of years. As I like to say, you won't find recipes for chocolate chip cookies in the Holy Bible, because that's not important. What's important is in the Bible, including the oils, the essential oils being mentioned hundreds of times, many hundreds of times. King Tut had gallons and gallons of essential oils in his tomb with him. And here's how I get started. First of all, do a little shopping. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com, and choose the largest kit, KIT, Kilo India Tango, that you can afford without going into debt. PayPal will finance that for 6 months at no interest if you do choose to go into debt, number one. Number two, get yourself two copies, two different editions of the same book. The 5th edition and the 12th edition and the 13th PDF edition of the book with the following two-word title, Modern Essentials. Once you got those two things, you've got what you need to get started. Now, if you're in a hurry, you don't want to wait to read the book, which a lot of people don't want to wait, give Leon a call if you're in a hurry to find out what oils you need for your purposes, and or you'd like to start a home-based business to get the oils for your family, friends, people you go to church with, people you work with, neighbors. Leon would be glad to help you get started as an independent doTERRA dealer. And what's that phone number, Leon?
It is 303-495-2188.
Well, the oils sell themselves. They really do. Like my friend Andrew on Monday, when he goes to a foreign country to talk about EMP shield devices, he doesn't have to convince these people. They're already convinced. And once people, especially Christians, understand the oils are in the Bible hundreds of times, they're convinced also. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Where for many men.
All right, back to some more paper. My website is thelibertyman.com. The John Moore Ozark Symposium is the first week of August. My guests will be my live studio audience that entire week, the first week of August, at the beautiful Wildwood Springs Lodge, which is celebrating 100 years in business. Hasn't changed much in a century. Beautiful grounds, beautiful rooms, nice swimming pool overlooking a valley there in Steelville, Missouri. And, of course, I want to emphasize and keep emphasizing Cliff High's video report he did yesterday, the 13th day of March. If you scroll down the left side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com, you'll see Cliff High's photograph there. Just click on that, and you'll see the video presentation he did yesterday. Very important. And products that will help you, such as HarvestRite commercial-quality freeze-dried equipment. You can install in your home, make your own freeze-dried equipment, own freeze-dried food, and, of course, energy cleaners. If you're tired of being tired, you want to get your life back, the arthritis pain getting you down, you're not sleeping well, that's where the energy cleaner can help. Only $295 shipping included, American zip codes. Mattress pads that go with it vary in price depending on what you need. Everything's in stock, ready for immediate shipment at thelibertyman.com. You don't want to give up your credit card on the internet? I don't blame you. Many people don't. I have a toll-free hour line. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Leon Green, we're talking about the events today and how incorporating these oils in your life will help you have the life that you want. Right, Leon?
Yes, sir. And both of us use them on a daily basis. And across the board, whether you use them for sleep or for stress, there are so many benefits from them. So I used to cook with them all the time, and I put them in my tea across the board. I mean, and like you say, the oils sell themselves. I mean, the lady I bought, or I got the dogs from, my three dogs, you know, she told me about some of the problems she had. I gave her some samples, and the next time I saw her, she said, "Hey, can I get some of the eggs?" So she ended up buying some eggs for me. And then she saw the impact on the pain using the Deep Blue and for sleep and for her husband. And she saw that, and so last week she ordered some as well. So, you know, even though she's from Vichy right down the road, you know, all it was a meeting. She tried it, and she loved it, and her husband loved it too. And so it's that fast. Another friend's up, and another order came in a week later, from friends I've known for a year, and they got to try it, and they had some same pain issues as well. And so Deep Blue is our number one shared oil of all of them. And but the number one product we have of all of them is the Lifelong Vitality. And that's the one that's, excuse me, is considered a super mega vitamin. So it has antioxidants, CoQ10, astaxanthin. And people who have autoimmune issues like MS, fibromyalgia, extreme diabetes, really the devastating lupus. You know, that's the only product that we have that has a guarantee that if you don't have less pain, less inflammation, and more energy, send back the empty bottles and we give 100% refund. And I've never had anybody with those diseases ever return it because they see it that profoundly in less than the 30 days. So most people, most women find out in less than 4 or 5 days, and most men will get it in 10 days. So they'll see the impact on their lives, pain and all the issues attached to those diseases and syndromes very quickly. So, yeah, that's Lifelong Vitality, LLB.
I take it Lifelong daily. Vitality. Lifelong yes, Vitality. And do you know offhand which oils are in the Lifelong Vitality?
There's like 15 different oils. So,
15. Well, we won't go through the list. That's just it's too much. Yeah, people won't remember. They won't remember it anyway. But I assume there's some frankincense in there.
Yes, sir. Yep. Absolutely.
You know, when I was a child, I was you first exposed to the story of the birth of Jesus as a child in Christian homes, and I always heard about frankincense and myrrh. I didn't have a clue what they were. It sounded really good though, and gold, of course. Mm-hmm. More recently, the last 8 or 10 years, I've wondered if the gold was actually the physical metal that we make jewelry and coins from, or was it another form of gold that you actually consume for health reasons? And the Bible, you know, that might be a good question for a high-level Bible translator as to which form of gold they gave baby Jesus. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe we could ask Steve that question later today if he's on.
Possibly. That's kind of a side note. The issue we're looking at, and I'm working with my wife, the marvelous Mrs. Moore, to make a decision on what greenhouse or greenhouses, plural, we may get that would suit our lifestyle, allow us to be independent in food production, have food that we know for a fact was not grown downwind from the train derailment in Ohio, which there's a lot of agricultural area downwind from that area, from that train derailment. It's going to be growing contaminated food, isn't there, Leon?
Yes, sir. And, you know, they're going to export it not only to other states, but they're going to export it worldwide, just like they exported the clot shot. Many countries who refuse it, you know, their presidents and the leaders. There are three of them. Remember, we talked about that were assassinated.
Right,
that were
the three presidents who weren't going to be part of it, they were all assassinated, all three of them, right?
So, you know, and I just heard that Brazil just allowed, they're going back to the GMO acceptance of wheat. So it's like, okay. And the previous, what is it, Bolsonaro?
Right.
He was very much against it. But this new criminal that they have, and they took him right out of prison, and now he's the president. So it's like, why don't we just contact, you know, Hannibal Lecter and see if he can do a better job than what we currently have, because that's about how evil it's gotten too.
Right, right. I know. It's the world has become truly bizarre. I stopped and visited with a friend yesterday, and I was pointing out the fact that there's two Joe Bidens, and he was incredulous. I said, look, just pay attention. This guy's photographed and videoed every day of the week, pretty much, the two different Joe Bidens. The real Joe Biden with a dangling earlobe, detached earlobe, and the fake Joe Biden. The one that gave the State of the Union address, by the way, was a fake Joe Biden with the attached earlobe. So anytime it's something important that they want the president to look like he's actually got some sense between his ears, they use the fake Joe Biden, don't they, Leon?
Yes, and I wonder about that, you know, in that regard. You know, you always see his wife with him, Jill, and I'm just curious what, you know, the affection difference. I guess if we really wanted to see how they hold hands and how she looks at him versus the, you know, she knows is the stand-in double, doppelganger, I'd love to see that the women's aspect to say, look, she can see that the affection is different, you know, and how close she stands and things. I'd love to. You know, I know there's probably some people who research that, but that'd be an interesting one. I mean, it's easy.
Well, it would be. It would be. And that would be a whole different level of nuance there, where the usually there's almost always close-ups of President Biden's face and, of course, his ears. And it is such a prominent part of a facial feature, whether the earlobe is a dangling earlobe or an attached earlobe. These other things you're mentioning would be, it would take some time if a person wanted to devote the time. Obviously, they could do that. Personally, I don't have the time. But if you got the extra time to do it, go for it and report back to us. It'd be interesting to see, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir. And I agree with you. And looking at what's happening economically, you know, people really don't understand. This is the second largest bank collapse in U.S. history. Not just, you know, it makes everything else pale in comparison. And so even the FTC debacle in, Madoff? You know, Bernie Madoff?
Right.
The one who stole the $6 billion?
Madoff, and then, yeah.
Madoff,
right.
Yes.
Right.
And then the
right.
other one is, you know, the
Brinkman, Brinkman, there's been some major crimes exposed recently. And I was talking to my friend yesterday about derivatives. This SVB bank had millions, tens of millions of dollars in derivatives. I've attempted to figure out what derivatives are a number of times, but basically it's a bet on a promise on a bet. It doesn't make any sense to me why any person or institution would invest in something called derivatives. Does it make any sense to you, Leon?
It's all speculative, and in worldwide, it's over $250 billion in derivatives. And so when people are like, you know, they didn't think trillions existed, but now we're doing $7 trillion budgets. He just announced he wants to roll that out, and that's going to affect us by $20 trillion in the next 10 years. So, you know, quadrillion. They're bets on bets, run bets. And then these derivatives go international. So, you know, if you think that this small bank could take down the whole world, theoretically it could if it unravels the derivatives market. Because when you're talking quadrillion, even the Blackstone and all of the mega corporations, they can't handle a quadrillion dollars worth of.
No, not at all. I can see why somebody would want to sell derivatives, but I can't imagine why anybody would buy derivatives. It's just beyond me.
Because of greed. The whole house of cards is based on greed and fear. So people think that they're going to be a Bitcoin billionaire, and you know, in 3 years, and then when everything hits the fan, they all run for the doors at the same time. But you can't get out the doors, just like FTC only has between 1% and 3%. and it's closer to 1% in the actual money. So, you know, they say they can handle everybody up to $250,000, but 90% of all the money in the SVB was over $250,000. So all that money's gone forever, and they're creditors, and they'll never get the money back. And then I saw that Biden said, oh, these people should be fined. They should be in jail. I mean, they should be imprisoned, and all of their assets confiscated. But and then they gave themselves a bonus on the way out. It's like just like the Democrats are doing. I mean, they've learned from the best. You know, they export the money to Zelensky, and it's slush funded, and it's returned right back to them via Hunter Biden and all of their corruption. So, you know, they're doing the same thing the president does. It's just on a much smaller scale. And Clinton, and Obama, and it's nothing fails right now, and that's how terrible this is.
Well, my belief is that people's faith in cryptocurrency has been destroyed for maybe forever with what Sam Bankman-Fried did. I have several nephews, but one of my nephews, he was a big believer in cryptocurrency, and he would go on, just like several people I know, would go on and on about how safe and secure cryptocurrency is. Of course, the missing link as to security is the human factor, and that's where Sam Bankman-Fried comes in, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I mean, his parents make him sound like he's a little angel boy, but if you watch him before, he was just clueless. I mean, Mike Adams talks about him all the time. It's like, you know, it's like the wokeism. It's like, okay, you know, I don't even know how this stuff works, but I'm making money, and that's all that matters. And then he has the best lawyer that, you know, he'd risk off to Bahamas to protect himself, and with all the money attached to it, and how the Democrats and the Republicans, for that matter, some of them,
it seems like a guy smart enough to make that much money would go to a country with no extradition.
Yeah, like Uruguay. I agree.
That's where, and if Anthony Fauci has any sense at all, he'd already have a condo bought in a country with no extradition, wouldn't he?
As a matter of fact, you know, the Bushes have, it's like, I think 20,000 acres down in Uruguay, and they don't have extradition rules with the United States. So, you know, when things start to blow back about, when, like you said, when the deep state goes after all these bad actors, the ones who are smart enough will have already got their places set up down there, and they will have vacated. And I don't know if he has, you know, if he has any.
Yeah, I can see Fauci in a Learjet flying 100 feet above the ocean to avoid radar to get the hell out of Dodge.
Yes, sir.
Which is incredibly dangerous, by the way, to fly any aircraft 100 feet above the ocean. that's what it's coming down to very quickly. Tucker Carlson is most likely the most watched person on television. I went without watching television for 20 years. I started watching it more recently, and the only TV show I watch is Tucker Carlson. That's it. Nothing else. Maybe the last 15 minutes of Jesse Waters before him, which is kind of entertaining. But Tucker Carlson revealing what's going on with the clot shot killing people is a game changer, isn't it?
Yes. But how many people are actually they're connecting the dots with, you know, what Tucker saying, and realizing all these people dying, and are they holding anybody accountable, or are they just saying, I want to let someone else do it? I'm going to let someone else do it, and that's what's happening.
Well, it's going to be up to we can't count on the Department of Justice doing anything at all. Right. But the state's attorney generals, I know Florida has a good attorney general, Missouri does. I'm sure there's probably a dozen other states, red states, with great attorney generals who will do the right thing for the right reasons. That's where the action is going to be, in my opinion. What do you think, Leon?
Yes, except for it's a matter of how long are they going to let that. You know, at what point do they say, okay, the economic collapse, I mean, the impact has been so bad, and now we're paying for this subterfuge by the government on both sides, and we're going to pursue it. And all I'm looking at is that it would be false flags in all those states that pursue, you know, these deviants that have been killing people. you know, it makes the Holocaust, you know, the 6 to 11 million people that were killed in Germany pale in comparison to, you know, the devastation. We're talking over 6 billion people will die in this regard if they continue taking shots of this magnitude.
That's right. That's right.
Half the world will be taking shots.
Right. Today with a man who took the clot shot, he's still healthy. I don't know how long that's going to last. And, of course, we do know that the majority of these shots were placebos. And I've said this 3 years ago, if I wanted to kill everybody, I wouldn't do it all at once because it'd be too obvious.
Yes.
So a large percentage of these clot shots are, in fact, placebos, nothing but saline solution. Here's our next break. We'll be right back.
Will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes,
stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong. And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven. You're listening to RBN in defense of the Republic.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Leon, I don't know where this hour's gone, but we do have another caller on hold here. We got Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Happy St. Patty's Day, and here's a little song that I wrote for you guys.
Okay.
I saw me a leprechaun sitting on a wall. I tried to catch the little guy when he began to fall. He rolled down the grassy knoll. What to my surprise? Ha ha! He led me right to the pot of gold right before me eyes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Very nice. Well,
and St. Patrick's Day is this coming Friday the 17th. Great. You got anything else for us, Deborah?
Sorry, I got the wrong day. Anyway, it's preceding. Okay. No, that's it. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You know, one thing, did you see that United Airlines plane that was diverted because the pilot was incapacitated and the co-pilot had to land the plane?
I didn't see that. No, when and where did that happen?
They were coming in from the south, from South America, and they're supposed to be going to Chicago, I believe, and then it was diverted to Houston, which is their hub. But they had to dump the plane there because the pilot was incapacitated. He'd passed out multiple times. And then the United CEO, I think his name is McKay, said, "I'm so proud of all our pilots. They've all taken the shot." And then they have a recording of him saying, you know, if you will be penalized drastically if you don't take it. As in, you're not paid any money, 5 weeks without. And so now the same Buttigieg, you know, enforced it on them. The pilots now are going to have the repercussions on, you know, health of the people in the planes, but also people down below, because if the planes crash, it's just like the balloon, except the balloon is just minimal compared to a 747 or, you know, 737's landing, you know, on society. So, you know, there's been lots of planes, and I mean, even my brother, he flies for JetBlue and Continental, and he's taken all the shots. And I've seen him the previous pilot who had 35 years of flying, and he said, I've been blackballed or blacklisted by, I can't fly now. I've had a stroke. I've had all these problems, and it's all attached to this. And I sent it to my brother, no response. And I even sent it to my mother she could see it. And I was like, you know, am I being condescending to my brother? I want to keep him alive. But he, you know, no response.
Well, Leon, you can sleep peacefully because you know in your heart you did the right thing for the right reasons. And your brother is obviously a bright guy. Only very bright men and women get to be commercial airline pilots. And he made his decision, and he's one who has to live with it. And at some point, he'll probably figure out, oh, my brother Leon, he tried to warn me, but I ignored it. And he's going to pay the consequences for that. But your conscience is clear. You did everything you should have, Leon, and congratulations for doing so.
Thank you. It's just very sad. And after I've talked to my mother last night, you know, everybody but she and I of the original family have not taken a shot. The other, my father, his wife, my twin brothers, I have two twin brothers and a sister, and all of them work in the medical field. And it's like, well, okay.
They have to live with their decision or die with it, as the case may be. Here's our top of the hour break. Leon, hold on. We got the Tuesday Morning Roundtable coming right up.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.